Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I'm Emily Kwong. The expense of childcare is a problem in other communities in Southeast, including Sitka's. As part of our series, The Cost of Living in Sitka, my guest this morning is Erica Whipke, board president of the Betty Eliason Childcare Center. And she is joined by her one-month-old daughter, Amelia. Congratulations on your newborn. How are you doing this morning?
Thank you. We are doing very good.
So you know childcare from both sides.
Yes.
As a parent, what do you know parents are looking for when it comes to childcare? Now, this is care for children under kindergarten age.
So I also have a two-year-old at home who, when we came here, we were looking for primarily somebody that would love our child almost like we do. You know, we want them that's going to provide for your kid during the day, that's going to be there and really help them develop with their fine motor skills, their gross motor skills, just their overall childhood development.
Right. And also, I imagine someone to care for your child while you are working.
Right. So you want them to have that emotional connection with your child that really understands the emotional needs of a toddler or even younger when you go down to the babies, that everything that they need emotionally and physically.
Yeah. So part of the reason I wanted to have this conversation today is because we are producing a series called The Cost of Living in Sitka. And we've been focusing on food reporting, but next week we're about to pivot to housing reporting. And it occurred to me that childcare centers are like temporary housing for the under five, under six crowd. It is a place that kids, like you're saying, go for literal shelter, but also emotional nurturing while their parents are working. What is the cost of childcare in Sitka like these days, both in terms of numbers and just your own personal experiences on both sides?
It is expensive.
Expensive.
When we moved up here from the lower eight from last summer, it was really shocking to our budget just how much it costs to put a child into childcare up here. Under three is almost no less than $1,000 a month per child. It was pretty shocking to the system.
What was it in your experience down south?
I think we paid less than $400 a month for an infant. So to come up here and it almost tripled.
Okay. And do you experience other parents at Betty Eliason, your clients, having difficulty paying the rates?
We do. We also, at Betty, though, we accept all of the subsidies that are offered around town.
Oh, the subsidies?
That generally helps some, but it still leaves parents with quite the chunk to pay out of pocket.
That's fantastic that Betty Eliason accepts those subsidies, because you were saying to me earlier on the phone that the Coast Guard requires childcare in some ways in order to, is that correct?
We don't require it. So my husband and I are dual active duty here. So at some point we have to have childcare, but otherwise generally the spouses up here, I think most of them stay at home because of the cost of childcare.
One of the things that I think is interesting about childcare is it's a little bit of a push and pull when it comes to your career. The idea for the story or this conversation came from a story at our sister station KTOO in Juneau last year. They did a story about the real cost of childcare in Juneau. They're having a big problem there. You have a large number of children and very few licensed providers and openings for kids. And this challenge of people trying to grow their careers but spending all their money on care for that child. And I just want to play you a little clip from the story and hear what you think. Okay.
Even when childcare is available, it's not necessarily affordable.
Parents are faced with this dilemma of, well, I can get a job, but it'll cost me almost all my earnings to pay for childcare for my child. So I stay out of the workforce.
Brian Holst is the president of the Juneau Economic Development Council and also sits on the school board.
I thought that quote and comment was interesting because we talk a lot in Sitka about our aging population and the silver tsunami and how to care for them. And we also talk about wanting to provide for young families. Providing for young families looks like providing childcare. Would you say that's true?
Absolutely. If you want both parents to work to bring in money that they can then put back into our economy, then they need the childcare option, because otherwise one's working graveyard, one's working during the day, and they're not bonding as a family, and it's just going to divide them apart.
Yeah. What challenges do you see for your parents, the Betty Eliason clients, when they come in and talk to you?
It's really hard to find something that's affordable with licensed childcare, especially with a childcare here that takes children under three, because I think we only have three options.
Right. These three licensed childcare centers in Sitka, which is Betty Eliason.
And then there's Sheldon Jackson, and then there's another that's a home licensed.
Okay.
And it's just, you have to hope that somebody has infant availability or toddler availability when you need it.
Right. I imagine that's a tension, because on the one hand, you don't want to raise rates on your families. But on the other hand, if you don't raise rates, how can you pay for operations, and how can you expand the centers to accommodate the need?
Exactly. And you have to pay the staff. And there's a lot more that goes into building maintenance than I think people really take into account when they look at why childcare costs so much. It's all the building maintenance, the insurance cost. I know we do a lot of local fundraising to try and keep our rates down, but at the same time, we're still tapping into the resources of the community.
As we head out for the morning, I wanted to ask you if you see any opportunities for childcare or anything you want to say to the public about ways that they could help with what is a need in Sitka.
I know we are always looking for volunteers that are just willing to even come in and lend their services or their time. I know we have like a tree that needs to come down, and trying to fundraise for those expenses, it's time consuming, and it's asking a lot more of our families that are already paying for us to watch their child, but we need more funding to really maintain and grow the program.
That's right. And how big is your staff? How many people?
We have a staff of 15 right now.
Wow. And how many children approximately are you caring for?
I think we currently care for about 60 families.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for all you do to provide care to those kids in Sitka so their parents can work.
I've been speaking with Erica Wipke, the board president of the Betty Eliason Child Care Center, and her newborn, Amelia, is with her. She is 1 month old and very, very well behaved. Thank you both so much for coming on the program.
Anytime.